Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Foodstuffs with me, Tim Convy. It's sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Man, that track is loud.
That was really loud.
Sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke, Delmar Loop, Southampton, St. Charles, and coming soon to the Central West End. You can also watch us live right now on Instagram at Courtney & Co. Y98, where I recommend checking out the Instagram live from yesterday of Kevin singing Donkashane at Bush Stadium. It's pretty good. At Courtney Co. Y98, follow us on Instagram.
Just pretty good, Kevin.
I know.
It was pretty good.
You changed the lyrics at the end. Boy, that song a lot longer than I remember.
I think you could have maybe edited that.
I didn't
that
realize
music
that.
Bed.
At one point in the video, you can hear me yell to Patty, "Fade it out!"
I thought Kevin's ad-libbing at the end, though, was quite good.
Oh,
terrific.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Some Rorden Shane. So that's kind of funny. The Jumbotron at Bush Stadium, he's a... referencing Shane Company.
It's like nobody understands. Like, I don't understand this. Is that a new verse?
Yeah, but I said good things about them.
You did.
Because they are your neighbor in the, what is it?
Your neighbor in the diamond business? I don't know.
Shane Company.
Something about hand cut stuff. Lots to get to in foodstuffs. The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. It's iconic. We all love it. We're all big fans on the show. If there's one thing that unites the five of us, it's our love for the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Yeah. And yesterday was Hot Dog Day.
Yesterday, National Hot Dog Day.
I did not partake.
I did. I had three of them.
Did you really?
Three hot dogs yesterday.
Good for you.
Yes.
I'm
impressed.
That's life over there. Oscar Mayer has converted one of their Wienermobiles into a B&B.
No.
You can get it on Airbnb. It's going to different cities, so you'll have your shot. The one that they announced, it's in Chicago, that first weekend in August, for Lollapalooza. You can only book one night at a time, but they're pretty excited about it.
This does not interest me at
all. There's a grill outside. The whole setup's pretty cool.
A grill outside. Woo!
I'm just saying, they expect you to eat hot dogs.
Yeah, not
my thing. It sleeps two. You can only book a single night. Reservations are rolled out throughout the course of the day, so you got to just kind of keep an eye on the website.
How much?
You know what? It doesn't say. Hang on. I got no prices on here. Can't be that bad.
I would hope not.
Yeah. I think that'd be fun.
I
a lot
do
of
too.
Good pictures out of it. Yeah,
food
I think
stuff.
I think it'd be a good time. I'm keeping an eye on it. A couple things on Y98.com. Number one, this boy in Utah, a bunch of people called the cops on him because he was a lemonade stand, but the sign said ice cold beer, but it turns out it was just root beer.
Oh, that's cute, though.
So cute. It's funny.
No big deal.
You know that was a parent thing. Mm. Like, hey, put this up there. It'll be fun. But people were worried he was...
A lot of people called in, yeah.
Or disappointed.
Right. They went. They're like, you can't advertise beer and not have beer. I don't care how old he is. That's up at Y98.com. Also, Y98.com. Okay. I know you've got a problem with the people taking goofy wedding pictures, right? Their engagement pictures or whatever.
You know what? I think the first one was good. And it wasn't even a wedding thing. It was a girl that took her senior pictures at Taco Bell. And I thought that was genius.
Yeah.
Anyone after her?
Genius is a strong word for that.
I loved it. And then she ended up getting all this free Taco Bell. Like, because she loved Taco Bell that much.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was funny and clever. Anyone after her? Not interested.
Because it becomes a copycat. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I'm going to defend this one. This couple took their wedding photos at Costco. Which I get it. It's kitschy. It's cute. Whatever. But in the aisle where they first met. In the mac and cheese aisle at Costco. So they took wedding pictures
well,
there.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
I think it's adorable. Jessica and Brandon Brown in Hawaii, Costco in Hawaii. It's pretty funny. You think about people like, yeah, I live in Hawaii. You don't think that they have to, like, go to Costco.
And think,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, aren't you just surfing and being nice to people all day?
Enjoying paradise?
Yeah, exactly.
And the cost of living is not low in Hawaii, as you can probably imagine.
No.
Yeah.
We did, you know what? That's cute. Because we did have somebody last week that told us that they had their wedding pictures taken at Donut Drive-In. Because they loved it so much. So if it's a part of your relationship, all right.
Okay, good. It's a cute story. She was in there with a friend debating on whether or not to buy a box of mac and cheese. And Brandon said, it's good for you. It's cheese. And it's Costco. They exchanged numbers. They fell in love. All that.
Oh, that's cute.
And so now they're getting married. And whenever Jessica gets a compliment on him, they're like, oh, your husband's so great. He's so cute. She says, thanks. I got him at Costco.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's so. Was the reception catered with, like, food samples on toothpicks?
That would be really good.
Totally the way
to do it. Oh, yeah, Costco hot dogs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're legendary. Mm-hmm.
But everything was in bulk. You had to buy
right.
A whole lot of everything. And then finally, for foodstuffs, some really good news. The Steak and Shake thing has really been bothering me. I'm a big Steak and Shake fan. We've seen a whole bunch of them close, not only here, but all over the country.
There's one by me that's never going to reopen. Like, it's done.
How do you know?
That's what I've heard.
Oh, okay. Anything.
But there's another one that's like a mile down the road, so it's not that big of a deal.
Anything could happen. Well, one just opened up. It's the first one in the country, and it happens to be right here in St. Louis. KSDK did a story on it. So this is the one in Overland on Page.
Oh,
it's opened up, and it's getting national press because it's the first Steak and Shake to open. Because we've talked
after
about all
shut,
the trouble. Yeah, the CEO is like a lunatic.
That $4 meal is like, put them, and they still have it.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to get rid of the cherries on the milkshakes, and it's going to save us millions. That's a real thing. So then we saw the billboards that were like, you want to own a Steak and Shake? $10,000. That's it. Some people signed up, including Linda Metz. So she got one. So there's an article on KSDK. Art Holiday did the reporting, and they've got quotes from this woman, Linda Wilson. She loves Steak and Shake. And so they have a quote from her, and she says, I'm like, what's going on with Steak and Shake? And then she says, Steak and Shake's been a part of my life since I was a little girl, and now I'm an old lady. Then later, she was driving. She was running errands. We came down the street to go to this office, and all of a sudden I said, that's a Steak and Shake. It's open. Everyone else shares Linda's enthusiasm, I think. I'm in there, too. So, anyway, the good news is, hopefully they start opening. This woman is doing her part in Overland, so go support that one, because she's taking a risk. It's the one in Page on Overland. Hopefully, this is the beginning of Steak and Shakes coming back. The beginning of Steak and Shakes at the end of Foodstuffs. Thanks for listening.
Foodstuffs!
Listen, if you love Steak and Shake and miss it, mm-hmm. and I do, Freddy's is darn good and very similar. If you have not been to Freddy's Steak Burgers,
I have not.
Have you heard of them?
Yes, I have.
My mom loves it.
Oh, they're good. Fries are that, like, just like a Steak and Shake fry.
Yeah.
The burgers are very similar. Mm. They also have frozen custard there. It's good. Give it a try.
Support Freddy's, but also support Steak and Shake.
Well, sure.
Because, again, I want to read this quote. It's been a part of my life since I was a little girl, and now I'm an old lady. What's going on with Steak and Shake?
All right, your weather brought to you by Ashley Home Store. Sunny, hot, humid, heat index 110. That is the same for tomorrow.
Engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.